Candice Whitey-Richards is with us. Ngāti Whakaue's second governance wānanga is being held at Te Papai Orumara, helping to equip the iwi's emerging leaders with governance skills. Candice is the CEO at the Ngāti Whakaue Assets Trust. Tēnā koe tuahine. Thanks for joining us, Candice. Ko dai o tēnei?
Hi. Tēnā koe Dale, o te rā, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora, thanks. Governance is so important. How have these wānanga strengthened the foundation of governance skills across the wider iwi, Candice?
Well, look, the wānanga were formed as a response to requests for some sort of formal training or practical experience about what it means to be in governance. We have so many uri who were interested in looking at governance in future, or like a lot of us, you're actually chucked in the deep end and made to put your hand up. Voluntold was a term that was thrown around, where you're voluntold by your whānau or your hapū that you need to stand in a position without any understanding really of what it takes, what's required, and some practical skills so that you can add value and also to keep yourself safe in the spaces that we're not often familiar with.
Tēnā koe. It's a newbie for me. I like it a lot, though, voluntold. I'll see if I can put it into the Collins English Dictionary, but I don't know if it'll make it in there. But I do get the drift of what you're saying, though, Candice. Governance, as I mentioned, is so important. Tell us how many attended the wānanga, when and where, and we'll work forward from that, because I'm kind of hoping that there were a lot of young faces in the room, Candice.
Well, there's a variety of faces, Dale. It was open to all uri who were interested. So we had 25 tauira go through our two-day wānanga program funded by the Ngāti Whakaue Education Endowment Trust. And that's actually the second group. We had another wānanga a year ago. So we've now had just under 50 of our uri go through this two-day wānanga. And it composes of 2 days in our own whare tupuna, on our own, one of our own marae, so you're really in a familiar setting, with 2 days to wānanga with whakaue who are already in governance positions, and we're talking people who've been in it from this is their first year, right through to people who have been there for 20, 30, 40 years across a range of sectors and hold a range of positions, and just to share wānanga and have a kōrero about what it means, what it takes. And there was a wide range. So we had one of our rangatahi who's still actually in university. So this is a long-term game looking ahead for him, right through to people who are in their 30s and 40s, but also people who have across health, education, sole traders, people running their own businesses, some who are holding down a homestead. But you get put in these positions, and so just wanting to understand a little bit more about what it takes. And in that wānanga, we also include some practical tips with the Institute of Directors Governance Essentials training. And so that's just adding tools to your kite to help you understand how you should prepare for a role, what you should be looking for in a role, what's the sort of questions you need to be asking. And just 2 days full of the opportunity to ask pātai of really experienced governors and, as I said, some brand new ones, which was really pertinent to people who are actually looking at putting their foot into this field.
Tēnā koe. Candice, how do you approach or manage to cover both the Western and Te Ao Māori approaches to governance?
Well, we look at, it's more of an and as opposed to an either or. So they are schooled, we look at the skills from a Western perspective, the ability to work together, mahitahi. We have examples of that in our own history. It's weaving in these skills that we seem that may seem Western, which is, you know, having to dig down right through, get through to the nitty gritty, or to have an understanding about a kaupapa. And actually, when we wānanga and look at our own history, our own tūpuna, right through from days of old, right through to our tūpuna who put together and were involved in the governorship of the Rotorua Township, we have examples of where we have actually had to do that, where you have had to be the sole voice, you know, or the one with the unpopular opinion, or the one who focused on kaitiakitanga, So it's just seeing that we are actually enough, and our own, the legacy left by our tupuna fits just as well in any boardroom, whether it's your marae, you know, the marae committee or a school board, or in fact any commercial board in the country. We are enough, and our tupuna have taught us that. And sometimes we just needed to be reminded of that. And that was a great thing that came through the wānanga. It was great. We take the skills and the Western approach, if you like, and we just add our own particular whakaue flavour to that and set them free into the world.
Tēnā koe. What were some of the transformations that you noted, you know, of the 950-odd people who attended the wānanga, aspiring governors, who completed the course? What reaction did you note?
Well, it's a sense of relief. I think the feedback that we have had is that it's not actually as scary or as unknown as you think it is, and that as a collective, we can actually work together to put ourselves in these positions of influence. So from our first cohort, we have had, I'm aware of 8 board positions that have come out of that first group of 23 people, and that's, I can hand on heart say, majority of them would not have put their hand up for these positions if they had not had the opportunity to have a wānanga with our own people and decide to put their names in the hat. One thing we have done is we've connected the groups together and been using our own directors and our own boards and other whakaue governors to use it as a pipeline to make us aware of these positions that come up, and then to collectively encourage people to put their hands up. So 8 out of this first ropu was, I think it's an amazing achievement. And that's, you know, we've been able to put people on the Rotorua Airport Board, for example. We've had a person go on there, being involved in the tourism board here in Rotorua, a couple of other boards around the country, Scion. We also had just a couple of weeks ago, one of our tawira has put her hand up and was successfully voted on to one of our Ngāti Whakaue entities here in Rotorua. So I think it's just a fantastic start, and I really look forward to seeing how the progress of this next ropu.
I've enjoyed meeting and having a kōrero with you, Candice. I note that you are a qualified accountant and is now heading the Ngāti Whakaue Assets Trust, an organisation I don't know a hell of a lot about, to be honest, sis. So what's the mahi, the predominant mahi from the Assets Trust, and how's the organisation sitting?
Oh, kia ora tau. So, yes, it's a trust that was formed to grow Pūtea as a result of the CNI settlements for Ngāti Whakaue. And the trust has been around about 15 years, and has initially focused on investing Pūtea, but has recently moved into looking how we can grow that Pūtea, and it's getting and with investments. So investing in our people, distributing funds to our community, to our marae, and just running programs to support our hapori in what they're needing. But branching out into the governance training is something that we're a small trust, so it's looking at what we can offer and pairing up with other whakaue entities to run training like this is one way that we can help. We've also run a small business program for uri or whakaue who are just starting out in the business and need just that again, it's very similar to the governance training, just a heads up, what's the pitfalls, what you need to look for when you're starting a business, basic financial literacy training and mentorship. Also ran some financial literacy for māma in our community. As we know, you know, māma are so important in terms of running households and making sure that they can be equipped with decisions in their own decision-making around how to run a household and then to progress their whānau to achieve their moimoia. So that's all what I think most of our entities are about. It's helping our people to achieve their own manamutuhake, and then in our own little way, how can you help that? And so we've seen a few opportunities for us to help Ngāti Whakaue achieve that.
Well, it's been a pleasure having a kōrero with you, Candice. And I detect someone who really cares about tomorrow, as we should all, and you know, growing our capabilities to help steward our Māori kaupapa forward is so important. And I'm pleased the Ngāti Whakaue Assets Trust are taking that mahi seriously. Also really lovely to hear that you've you know, noted how important it is for financial literacy for some of our own, particularly our mama. So big ups to you, Candice, the way you're steering the ship there for the trust, and it's great having you on the program. I hope we can talk again soon.
Aye. Tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Candice.